Thousands of homes without power, charges over 4 kilos of meth sent to WA, and the data of more than 300,000 customers stolen in a cyber attack. It's Friday, the 17th of March.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Kate Ryan.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Kate. Happy Friday. Did you start the weekend early?
I did. So if I'm looking a little bit dishevelled, it's because I've been awake for about 20 minutes.
Did you sleep through your alarms or forget to set the alarm?
Well, I do remember setting my alarm last night, but I have no recollection of them going off this morning.
Can I, since we're confessing all here, I rarely have a nap in the afternoon, but I have been knackered this week. So yesterday I could feel it coming on. And when you work essentially like a night shift, it feels like jet lag. It feels like you've flown to Europe. And I thought, I'm just going to have a nap. I'll set my alarm to pick up the kids from school. No, I have no recollection, but I obviously turned off that alarm and kept sleeping. And next minute I get a call from school, just wondering if you're coming to pick up the kids. And I was like, what? And I must have sounded like I was on another planet. And I just raced up to school half asleep. But then half an hour later, I honestly felt $1 million. Like after that nap in the afternoon,
That's great. Well, anyway, I'm glad you can relate.
Look, we're both human.
Well, it's actually a National Sleep Day today, so I was just...
Are you kidding me?
So, you know, I was just celebrating it.
Yeah, you were very on brand for the day.
I was, and poor old Mel was was calling me. She must have thought, I don't know what you would have thought. I was like, oh, my God, I've slept through my
life. How long do you think it took to get from your bed to your car?
0.3 of a second, but probably around a minute and a half. Like, I just chucked something on, got out the door.
Yeah. But do you feel like really, like, I know this sounds funny, but do you feel really alert now? Because you've had such a good sleep.
Actually, I shouldn't say that in case this whole thing is a train crash.
Actually, that's true. I've noticed when I, this is really turning into some sort of sleep podcast now, but when I have accidentally slept in for work, I still get my work done in exactly the same amount of time. And I think it's because I've had that extra sleep and I'm just more alert.
And having been woken up suddenly and then you go, oh my God, that adrenaline rush. And you're like,
Dang you. And then I find you get to your computer and you're like that cat meme. You're like, typing it out.
Oh, great. But we do start with a car that's crashed into a house.
Yeah, this has happened in East Cannington. What's happened is a 22-year-old woman has crashed into a house. The front of the car is totally smashed, this Barina, and then there's all cracks through the house now. So this woman has been taken to hospital and she's being assessed at the moment. It only happened about 3:30 this morning. But yeah, we haven't had one for a little while. We've got a penchant for a car v house in Perth. But yeah, luckily this woman has survived and obviously police are investigating what may have caused that crash, whether speed was a factor, alcohol was a factor, all the things they usually look at.
I'm glad everyone's okay and, you know, the driver and the tenant or the resident of the property as well. And there's also been a dramatic police chase overnight.
Yeah, police have arrested a driver after this pursuit through our suburbs. It ended outside the Belmont Tavern just before 1 o'clock this morning. This pursuit lasted an hour. So police deployed tyre deflation devices and the vehicle was struggling after that point. It was not quite a high speed chase after that. It was like maybe 10 k's an hour this car was going. Even still though, it crashed into a roundabout. This happened at the intersection of Knutsford Avenue and Wright Street. And so police have arrested the driver and we're told that driver has been taken to hospital with an injury not related to the crash, though. So that's what police are saying on that one.
Wow. And what a dramatic night. There's now thousands of people without power.
While you were sleeping, Kate, thousands of people are without power this morning due to pole top fires right across our suburbs. So one in Bull Creek knocked out power to more than 1,000 customers. Electricity there not expected to be restored until 8 o'clock tonight. That's because quite complex works are required. Another one in Melville has left about 150 customers without power this morning. No restoration time yet because crews are too busy dealing with other emergencies. So these pole top fires are sparked when you have light rain after a long dry spell. Mm. Western Power tries to mitigate this by putting insulation on these poles and also spraying them so the dust doesn't collect, because this is what happens. The dust collects, then you have the light rain, sparks the fire. So it's no surprise we had 0.4 of a millimetre of rain, enough rain to cause this to happen after our long dry spell. So frustrating for residents, I know, if you don't have power till 8 o'clock tonight and, you know, everything in the freezer is going to be gone.
Oh, well, I can't even use that as my excuse that my alarm didn't go.
Yeah, because of the power. No. Keep trying. We'll see what next story comes up that you could be able to use as an excuse.
Well, next story, 4 kilos of meth. Would that be a good excuse?
Look, Kate, what you do in your own time is your business. So what's happened is the Australian Federal Police have charged a British national over the alleged importation of more than 4 kilos of meth sent from the UK to WA. So this 54-year-old man faced Perth Magistrates Court following his arrest on Wednesday night after he accepted delivery of the package that was to contain illicit drugs before they were seized by police. So an investigation was launched this week after Australian Border Force officers in Perth identified anomalies in a consignment addressed to a Rockingham resident. Rockingham? Oh, my God, I'm putting on like a British accent. Rockingham residents. So Border Force officers opened the package, allegedly found 2 sealed plastic bags containing a substance that returned a positive result for meth. An adjustable wrench was also taped to one of the plastic bags. And so the matter was referred to the Australian Federal Police for investigation. Forensic tests were conducted and they found 4.3 kilograms of meth in there. So, it's quite a big dollar's worth of meth. So this man has been remanded in custody to reappear in Perth Magistrates Court on the 21st of April.
Yeah, wow. I didn't even notice the British accent.
Sorry. Rockingham.
Yeah. Wonder how you pronounce Albany.
In a British accent. Albany.
That's very good.
A cup of tea in Albany. There you go.
Yeah. And speaking of Albany, it's probably, this would be a terrifying experience for a woman. And she has had this really, really terrifying experience in the water.
Yeah. 5-metre shark has knocked her off her surf ski at Chains Beach near Albany. This is just terrifying. Mm-hmm. So what, there were locals around, they thought the woman had just fallen into the water.
So
they heard her screaming, but they were like, oh, she's just fallen into water, that's all that's happened. No, this shark has taken a bite out of her surf ski. So lucky. So 5-metre shark, you would assume it's a great white, being Albany and being 5 metres long. The pictures have emerged of this horrific puncture mark on the underside of the kayak. Very lucky indeed. You would be buying a lotto ticket this weekend, I think.
Absolutely would. Never go in the water again.
She was a tourist from New South Wales. She got the full WA experience. Yeah. What do they say? Experience extraordinary?
Yeah.
Well, that was the last one. The dream state.
Dream state.
Yeah. More like a nightmare.
Yeah, I think so. And speaking of nightmares, an Australian finance company has had its data breached. Over 300,000 customers' data has been stolen in what's being described as a sophisticated and malicious cyber attack. This is insane. I mean, we've seen this with Medibank, AHM, that group, and as well as Optus. So this is Latitude Financial, which offers loans, credit cards and insurance. And it says more than 100,000 copies of customers' IDs plus 225,000 customer records were stolen in the hack.
Wow.
And this is being described as basically the golden ticket for cyber criminals. They've got driver's licenses. They've got literally everything that they need to take a loan out in someone else's name. Yeah.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah. And the driver's license has been described as like the one thing you need to get through. Yeah.
I had this week, it's not on the level of this cyber hack, but someone create a fake Instagram with all my photos. So screenshot all my photos, videos, set it up. It looks almost exactly the same. How's this? Amassed 1,000 people, so followed them in 2 days.
Wow.
So there were people who obviously thought, I've unfollowed him, I'll just follow him back. But then people were getting messages at 4 o'clock in the morning from this person and sending them some untoward stuff as well. But people realised it wasn't me because the messages were too short. It's just not my, it is not my style. among other reasons. I know. So now it's like all the process of report. Oh. This is the thing online, isn't it? It's so easy to just pretend to be somebody else. I don't know why people do it. Like, they should have better things to do with their time. But my worry is, say, for example, if my mum thinks that, she's unfollowed me, follows me back, and this person's like, hey, mum, can I just get, you know, transfer this amount to this account?
Yeah, and some things you don't even think. Like,
no.
I've had to tell my mum if she gets a message from me saying, like, well,
send me money.
Yeah, hi, mum, send me money. My phone's broken, so I'm using this other phone.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, just call me on my phone.
Yeah, what happened to my parents at Christmas time, because there was a parcel they'd sent to me with all Christmas presents for the kids that I said didn't arrive. And so then, as happened at that time, a lot of scammers were doing Australia Post parcel things because, you know, Australia Post is snowed under at Christmas time. Mum's then responded thinking she has to spend money to get it to me because it had been sent to a different address. And I was like, Mum, thousands of dollars. These people scammed from her credit card.
Oh.
In the end, she got it back from the bank, made a complaint and ended up getting it back from the bank. But it took months. So, yeah, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
That's so scary.
I guess the thing, maybe when you're a journalist, you're just skeptical about everything. Mm-hmm. And so it's probably more likely that you're like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
But I can totally see how it's easy to, you know, get caught. And this is why so many businesses have cybersecurity training and all that.
Yeah, exactly. And just going on your Instagram one, like all they do, they keep your name and all they do is put a little underscore at the name, at the end of the name.
So they did, mine's like MATTINNEY, they did MATTITTINNEY. So it's just an extra I. Yeah, and they used all my kids' photos, everything. So it's,
That's so scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hope that doesn't happen to me. And there's also been a pretty concerning incident that the Pentagon has released footage of what it said is a Russian aircraft pouring fuel on a US Air Force surveillance drone and clipping the drone's propeller in an international airspace over the Black Sea.
Yeah, that vision's incredible that's finally been released. Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty scary. So I guess we'll keep looking out for that.
The Wild West.
And this is the much-anticipated event in Mandurah happening this weekend. The
Mandurah Crab Fest.
Yeah.
It's back.
It's back.
First time since COVID. Usually more than 100,000 people get along to this over the course of the weekend. There's going to be some amazing food, entertainment. Vanessa Amorosi is going to be joining absolutely everybody. There's a dad joke in there. Lots of Channel 7 stars will be there. So get on down to Mandurah. It's all going to be happening this weekend. I think people will love it after the break. It's always a fun weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The food is just incredible. I'm watching pictures of it this morning as we're running it on Sunrise, and I'm just getting hungry. I'm like, I want a crab spaghettini or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. And I'm just going to leave you with one more thing, and it's going to be one line of the wildest thing I've heard this week.
Okay.
Joe Exotic has announced his presidential campaign from prison.
Oh, no. Is Donald Trump his running mate? Imagine those two.
Oh, my God. Imagine that. But thank you for joining me this week. It's been an absolute pleasure. Ben will be back next week.
Oh, you can have a sleep in on Monday as well.
I just took it one day too early.
Enjoy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. And that's your news from the West Australian for Friday, March 17. Don't forget to subscribe to The West Live on your favourite podcast player. Thank you, Maddie. It's been a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to The West Live with Matt Tinney and Kate Ryan.